This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Is there any truth to the rumor about Tim Walz and some kind of sexual allegations? It is 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Monday Night Football, Bills over the Jets, 23-20. And some of your other top stories, if you got caught in traffic, I-75 northbound yesterday afternoon, that was a bucket truck that really hit the median and blocked traffic for a long time right before Newberry exit. And but the bucket truck driver is okay. It just was a little headache for a lot of people, maybe trying to get home. Anyway, the DOT has announced they're going to have a get-together meeting for safety improvements on University Avenue. And good news for GRU, I would think. The Department of Energy has announced they were going to award them a grant of $47.5 million.
Nice.
GRU, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this Tim Walz thing, it was Greg that gave me, you know, a heads up on it the other day, and I really didn't see much about it.
No.
Well, anything that's going to be negative that's going to involve Kamala or Tim or any really high-ranking Democrat, you might have difficulty finding information. I am not saying that there is anything to these allegations. In fact, they say in some of the printings that it's unverified.
Yeah, well, so we don't know.
But I just remember how they just tried to drag that now Justice Brett Kavanaugh through
goodness.
The mud and the ridiculousness of some 40-something-year-old charge against him that was bizarre. And
because you got to believe. You got to believe.
So Tim Walz faces unverified allegations of inappropriate behavior with male students during his teaching years. These claims could impact the campaign. Tim Walz has landed in hot water. Shocking allegations emerged on social media.
Okay, so that's, yeah.
In what is now being labeled as the big October surprise, and I don't know, I haven't labeled it that, but anyway.
And I don't know, the shocking would even be addressed by some of us.
Yeah. A user going by at DocNet YouTube accused Walz of having an inappropriate relationship with a male student during his time as a professor and football coach. The claim also mentions Walz visiting a gay bar with the student, which allegedly led to a school board investigation. this YouTuber, whatever, shared that they received a tip-off back in August, according to this source. Walsh left his teaching position due to a scandal involving this male student. The accuser referenced a specific incident, claiming, "You remember him, right? The real reason you walked away from teaching? The student who stayed at your home and went with you to the gay bar? The reason there was a school board meeting about you?" The ex user issued a warning, further detailing the situation by writing, "What do you think, Tim? Should I drop that now or should I wait another week or so? You know, the student you were having sex with, the male student you were having sex with." The comment was made on one of Walls's posts where he took aim at Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, saying all the duo knows how to manufacture is manufacturing lies. Okay, so this was a rebuttal, I guess, to a post that actually Walls had put out. And I saw it, you know, some people have reposted this, and that's where I saw it. It was on Facebook as a repost. Again, unverified.
Sure.
And usually when something like this comes about, if it gets any traction, and it's gotten some, certainly on social media, I would think, then if you have other, let's say, you know, were young men in under his authority as an assistant coach or as a teacher, you know, usually these cases, it's not a one-off.
Right.
Usually.
Right.
And again, could just be pure political baloney.
Could be.
Yep. Yeah.
And I mean, this story could have been plagiarized from some other other document or story. Fill in the, you know, just change a couple of facts, change a name. You never can tell.
Did you say plagiarized?
I don't know. A little headline here and there, maybe. I don't know.
You know, you would think you say plagiarism.
Uh-huh.
I say Biden. You say plagiarism again.
Uh-huh.
I have to say Kamala.
I think. Perfect fit then. Maybe she really was the perfect VP for him.
It sounds like it based on a couple of stories. Dr. Stefan Weber, internationally famous plagiarism hunter, has discovered that Kamala Harris plagiarized at least a dozen sections of her criminal justice book, Smart on Crime. Christopher Rufo reports. The 2009 work of nonfiction, co-authored with Joan O.C. Hamilton, per Wikipedia, was beginning her 2010 campaign for California Attorney General and outlines her vision of how the criminal justice system should function. In his summary of the findings, Dr. Weber says Kamala Harris copied virtually an entire Wikipedia article into her book without providing attribution to Wikipedia.
Whoops.
Most damning is that, quote, Harris fabricated a source reference inventing a non-existent page number.
Wow.
So yeah, there's the lie.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the cover-up for the lie, which is another lie.
Uh-huh.
And you even put like a page reference in there to apparently something that does not exist.
Maybe nobody will look it up, you know?
Well, nobody normally would.
It looks real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This comes just 2 months after the Harris campaign was caught plagiarizing Joe Biden's campaign site by copying and pasting his issues into their issue page.
Well, I remember for so long she had nothing there, so they had to come up with something, so they just copied and pasted his.
In some of the examples, Harris's copy and pasted, doing so without attribution, that's as bad as plagiarism gets. This is a very big deal, especially for a presidential candidate 3 weeks from Election Day. Have we ever had a presidential candidate busted for such naked acts of plagiarism before? As a matter of fact,
yeah,
we have.
In fact, it kept him from actually running. It kicked him out of the race.
Back in 1988, Joe Biden's serial plagiarism cost him any chance of surviving the Democrat primary.
But the difference is, back then, was the media that exposed him and said his campaign is done.
Sam Donaldson ripped him to shreds.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, but those were the good old days when, you know, they reported stuff.
So this is interesting. The corporate media will almost certainly either ignore this scandal or attempt to wrist flick and fact check it away as a Republican fabricated controversy. But this is not 2008. The corporate media can no longer bury the truth to protect a Barry Obama from his troubling relationship with a domestic terrorist. Remember that Bill Ayers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody had read the Chicago Sun-Times, and all the stories he did about him and his connection with like a local guy that was of ill repute, and then his background and all that stuff, all they would have to do is read those articles, and there was no way most people would have voted for him.
You talk about radical, man. Extreme.
Yep. Well, the Weather Underground, I mean, they blew up police cars and plant bombs and FBI headquarters and all kinds of stuff.
Well, they
were not good people.
Well, they elected him twice.
They were terrorists,
yeah.
Plain and simple. But then Bill Ayers got a job as a professor at University of Chicago.
Amazing.
That which basically is a school for turning out terrorists. Uh-huh. And I speak from some personal connections.
Yes.
We'll leave that at that. Hey! It's time for What's Bugging You. It's time to air it out. Get it off your chest so you can feel so much better. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but do call in. Ready? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I don't think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, happy, happy day, my friends. In fact, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:21. Time now For What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
All of these polls that say how close the election is, we got to remember what happened 4 years ago. And right now, in places like Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, Democrat Party operatives are marking ballots for Harris and putting them in boxes and putting them in filing cabinets, to trunks of cars, top shelves of closets. When they need those ballots to swing the election, they'll have them. And I'm afraid that President Trump does not have the infrastructure to monitor and challenge these things. It needed to be in place months ago, and I don't think he has it. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, they were still really begging for people just to be poll watchers.
Yes.
To hope that just eyes on would help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one. Let's go to... Doodah, man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, the same thing happens to me every 2, 4, 8 years regularly, and I'm sure I called you at least once about this before, but I have no basis to make an informative decision about voting for these judges. If I just knew who they were appointed by, which is not a good metric, it would help a little, but I don't know. I never vote for the judges because I don't know where they stand on anything.
And we did, back in the day, we used to interview them, and they have to be very careful about giving away positions on things,
right,
because they could come back to bite them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's difficult for us to play a good role in that as well. So, yeah, I get you. Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is every time I get a new car, I feel like I'm an idiot. I mean, honestly, why do I have to, like, go online to learn how to operate every single function in a damn new car? It's ridiculous. They can't keep the controls the same from one model car to another model car, from one brand to another brand, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, or you can look at it the way I do. I bought my car, which was, 2 or 3 years old when I bought it.
Right.
I bought it, 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I still have no clue how half it works, and every day it's exciting when I figure a new bell or whistle out.
They've just gone too far.
So it still feels new.
Yeah.
Just looking for a silver lining here.
That's nice.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I know this is small among world issues going on, but what's bugging me is, and this is all day, every day, it's called latency when you're on a laptop or a computer and you're typing stuff in, and you're typing like 50 or 60 words per minute, and then like the computer is just taking this massive delay to register. It's just like, it really bugs me, and I thought I would share that.
Yeah, I notice a lot of things. The internet doesn't work as well as it did at the house. Neither does, there's some glitches in the cable, but more of the streaming stuff. And I hope that gets ironed out. So, yeah, I feel you. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, this whole thing with Kamala or Kamalayar changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day claims that Europeans destroyed so many of these peaceful cultures and spread diseases, when actually the scientific revolution was caused by Europeans, which gave us so many things like refrigeration, cars, space shuttles, planes, warmth in the winter. This bitch is...
Oh, now, you gotta be nice. No.
The Aztec Indians, 5 years before Columbus even arrived, they, yep, in one sacrifice, in 1 year,
yeah,
they killed tens of thousands in a sacrifice.
Wow.
So, yeah, don't talk about the bloodshed.
No.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
I got you. Vaughn, what's bugging you?
Well, you haven't heard from me in over 4 years, and it's because when Trump lost, I went into information hibernation. And when you tell people you're not going to listen to the news, they, yeah, right. I honestly didn't. My wife wouldn't inform me of things she thought were that I wanted to know. But I tuned out. No Fox News, right? You don't want to hear that. Nothing. And it did me good because I'm only one person. I'm one vote, and I'm not sure that counts. And, it just tore me up to – hear all the negative stories on top of knowing that the people that were there shouldn't even be there. But I'm back. I've been listening for about 3 months now. I'm interested again because of Trump's momentum. And just letting you know, that's where I was. Yep. And this might be personal to you. And if it is, I understand. I thought your wife's name was Rhonda. But if that's a personal issue, I understand what happened.
And yeah, it happens to a lot of us, unfortunately. But Vaughn, I remember you. And maybe I'll see you at Biketoberfest, right? Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is the escalation of this global war, the world war. You know, they've got boots on the ground now in Israel. I said right after October 7th that it was going to escalate and they were going to drag us into their religious war. And it's happening. And now I heard top of the hour that Netanyahu has agreed not to bomb certain things in Iran when they retaliate. Well, why would he start listening now? He hasn't listened up until now.
I don't know. Yeah. Yep, it's frustrating to say the least. All right, we didn't get even close to getting everybody in. We apologize. We'll work in somehow, some way, right? We've got plenty to talk about, that's for sure. It is 7:28, and you are tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. And coming up, buy a pumpkin, feed a child. With all the bad things going on, this is something that's awesome. Pastor Chris will tell us all about it coming up at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, it's 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Hey there.
Hey, your old buddy Bill Clinton. They're even taking him out of the mothballs and
wow, and
putting him out there. They're so desperate now, the Democrats are, to anything they can do. You know, they got Barack Obama out there. They got Bill Clinton.
Who else can they even get? I mean, they're going to be rolling Jimmy Carter out there pretty soon.
That's what I'm thinking.
Actually, he's probably... Nah, he's too good of a Christian to support her.
There you go. Interesting stuff. Bill Clinton, he was, out and about.
Yeah.
And
he spent a lot of his time like that.
Now, one of the headlines is, look, the U.S. needs migrants because of Americans' low birth rate.
Okay.
But it really misses kind of a big part of the story, which is about Lakin Riley. She was the Georgia girl that got murdered by the illegal immigrant.
Right.
He said in a speech Sunday that Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley's murder would not have happened if the alleged killer, an illegal immigrant, was properly vetted.
He actually said that.
Yeah, well, first of all, that's not true. He actually was vetted. He actually was given that, parole status?
Right.
He was. Under who?
Oh, Joe Biden.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he tried to make it seem like, it was everything but then.
Hmm.
Okay? He seemed to suggest that Riley's death could have been avoided if Congress was able to pass a compromise.
Oh, no. It goes back to Congress now.
Yep.
Oh, brother.
Yep. And he was talking about Kamala. Bill Clinton was. She's the only candidate who has actually endorsed a bill that would hold down immigration any given year to a certain point and then made sure that we gave people a decent place to live, didn't divide people from their children, and we did total vetting before people got in. Now Trump killed the bill. That is so far off of the mark.
Total vetting before they get in? Right.
Under the way that they've been doing things in the Biden-Harris administration, they have 140,000 kids that they don't know where they are. They don't know where they are. Do you know why? Because the kid would come to the border, either unescorted or with an adult, whatever, and given a phone number.
Yep.
And then the authorities would call the phone number. Oh, yeah, we'll come and get them. Or, in most cases, send them. Send them on over across the country in cases. This isn't a once or twice thing. This was all the time. Well, who were they sending them to? They didn't even vet that. In most cases, they didn't. So they couldn't have handled it in any worse way. There's no way they could have. But their get-out-of-jail a free card, they think, is saying, well, we had bipartisan legislation ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good legislation. It was still letting way too many people in. And it had other caveats and issues with it as too. He said, you had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? That made an ad about it. A young woman who was killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. And America isn't having enough babies to keep our populations up. So we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work. There wouldn't be a problem. Well, Customs and Border Patrol previously publicly confirmed that people who are encountered trying to cross the border illegally are vetted and screened. The alleged killer in this case of Lake and Riley was encountered by Border Patrol on September 8th, 2022, after entering near El Paso, Texas, and was, quote, paroled and released for further processing, unquote. Okay? The bipartisan border deal also only failed earlier this year. This guy was already here.
Mm-hmm.
The Venezuelan national accused of killing Riley had already entered the country under the Biden administration's watch, but before they even came up with that so-called bipartisan bill.
Have you noticed how many times in these stories it's Venezuela?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, over and over and over again.
Well, there is a lesson in that nation itself. This was a thriving, mm-hmm. wonderful country 30 years ago.
Yep.
They were very oil rich. But the socialists began to take control and take power. The people, I guess, liked getting the goodies. We'll pay for this. We'll give you that. Right? Gee, I wonder if that's happening now here. School loans, etc.
The politicians tried to decide how and who would run the oil industry and, like, ignore the experts.
Well, it's socialism. In socialism, the government takes over the running of businesses because, see, you've been taught that, you know, corporate businesses, they're all evil and profiteers and they're greedy and they're going to gouge you. But you can trust the government not only to, you know, to treat you right, not to gouge you, but also to be, you know, clearly professional in areas that they have absolutely no knowledge of. They took over the oil fields mm-hmm. in Venezuela. They kicked out the Americans and other people that were working it who are experts. And they watched their oil revenue just keep dropping and dropping and dropping. They made a huge mess out of it. That's how socialism creeps in. And that's exactly what the Democrats, the left, is attempting to do here. Look at how they manipulated auto manufacturers.
Yep.
Said, hey,
lost a billion.
You're not going to be able to sell gasoline combustion engines after this certain year. Telling business what to do. Now, that's not taking it over, but that is the step in between, isn't it?
So what happens? They all invest billions of dollars in it. Nobody wants it, and now they're pushing back.
Yeah. And they should.
Have lost a fortune.
And that should be a lesson for everyone.
Yes.
Beware of people in government that want to take control over business.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even good at government, but they want to take over businesses. And the vast majority of them don't know the business end of a number two pencil while trying to figure out, you know, their payables and,
mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just.
Maybe here's a thought then. If we know that politicians aren't good at business, maybe we should put a business person in a political position to maybe show them how things are done.
I wonder what would happen. I wonder if it really would be like a boost to the economy. I wonder if employment numbers would be great. I wonder if, you know, minorities, blacks, Hispanics, women.
They might benefit from that.
I wonder if they, you know, you just have to think if it was a business type person that they would have an understanding of that.
That could work.
Yeah.
It could work.
It did work.
Oh, it did.
It just came to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Donald Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a guy. Right.
Unbelievable. Oh, Bill Clinton, he is funny, though. He says the U.S. needs migrants because of Americans' low birth rate. Mm-hmm. Now, you actually could make a case for that. But here's the thing. The Democrats never made a case for that when they just artificially lifted all the executive orders that Trump had in place. When Biden pulled all those back when he first took office, they didn't. They first denied that there was even a problem at the border. After they knew they took action to allow these things to occur, they knew it all. This is all planned.
They acted like Congress would have to do something.
But really, one of the things they could have said was, look, a lot of people are going to feel uncomfortable with this, but we're going to open the borders and allow X people in because our birth rates are very, very low, and we need to try to remedy that. We need to at least replace the population we're losing. We have a negative birth rate. You know, you might have been able to make a case for that.
But they didn't.
No, because they're afraid that the American people wouldn't accept it. So they're better off lying and then denying. And then when the problem becomes so real that even their friends in the lefty media won't run cover for them, then they assign blame to the other party. It's all their fault.
Yep.
They didn't pass this terrible bill.
Yeah, it's Trump's fault.
Yep.
He wanted a good election thing to run on. Trump left us with this problem at the border.
Yeah, wonders never cease in the world of politics. That is for sure. Good news locally, Department of Energy awarding $47.5 million grant to GRU. More on that coming up. We've got plenty of local news and more. All the headlines, it's all coming your way, my friends. Hang in there on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You know you can always download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally do that. Just click on subscribe and you're all set. Tell all your lefty friends that the people love Trump so much. It's like the Beatles. It's like Elvis. People are fainting when they go to see him. Now, that's not, you know, that's the version I want you to tell the lefty friends. Okay?
Okay.
Tell me, oh, people are going, it really is a cult. Oh, we love you, oh, Trumpster.
You're swooning.
Yes.
Yeah, swooning.
This is the true part, though. Former President Donald Trump called for the Secret Service to open the doors, let the air in at his town hall event after two people fainted. This was in Oaks, Pennsylvania, just last night. Trump answering a question about how he would handle the deportation of criminals if elected when people could be heard screaming for a medic. This came after one person had already fainted.
Why?
Turn the AC on. It's steaming in here, one person could be heard saying. And then Trump could be heard telling Governor Kristi Noem to tell Secret Service to open the door or turn on the air. Moments later, Trump was seen getting up from his seat, walking over to the edge of the stage where he later asked the Secret Service agents to open the door. I wish we could open those doors. After Trump said this, the people in the crowd could be heard screaming, "Open the doors!"
Wow.
For security reasons, they can't. But you know what? I said just open them because anybody comes through those doors, you know what's going to happen to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. Gotta love it.
Governor Noem later confirmed that the woman who had fainted was on her feet and continued to encourage people in the crowd who had a chair to be seated. Wow. And
it's kind of funny because then he was just kind of trying to fill some time at that point. You've got all this going on. And so he starts having the sound guy like play some of his favorite songs. I mean, they had everything from Pavarotti to you name it. It was kind of
Master
interesting.
Flash Trump in the house.
I'm telling you, DJ.
Yeah.
Trump. DJ Trump.
It was shaking.
It was doing something. People were falling out.
No, but make sure you tell your lefty friends. Yeah. Do you hear people are so excited to see Trump? They're fainting.
Yeah.
It's like Elvis.
I love it.
It might as well drive them crazy because all nuts anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They really are.
It's a little farther shove over the cliff.
This Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, you know, I thought the fever would have broke by now, but no.
It's had a, well, you know, I think it calmed when there for a while they kind of thought he was done, mm-hmm. and then he came back with this resurgence,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't expecting that, Bob.
Hey, guess what little apple doesn't fall far from the tree, little Kamala.
Yeah.
Under the wing of Joe Biden, learned some maybe some Biden tricks.
She's rotten to the core.
Well, that I wasn't going there, but you know.
Yeah. Okay.
No, she apparently engages in a bit of plagiarism. Dabbles in plagiarism, I guess I should
dabble.
Say. Dabbles in plagiarism.
All right.
Yeah, and actually, this came a while before she actually was hanging around with Joe Biden. This was her 2010 campaign for California Attorney General.
We're just not hearing about it?
Well, yeah, because nobody actually ever cared to read the book.
Oh.
And then somebody did, and they happened to be internationally famous for finding plagiarism, and he found quite a bit of it. Ooh. In Kamala's book. I mean, apparently, she just copied and pasted almost an entire page of, like, Wikipedia.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's blatant.
But you got a little reference. You got your little, you know, references at the bottom. I forget what you
Well, and that's footnotes. What she did. She even fabricated a source reference inventing a non-existent page number. You know, it's one of those things where you say, wouldn't it have been easier to just write it in your own words rather than have to plagiarize it, which would make you feel, I would think, uncomfortable? Then you have to lie about the footnote and where it could be found. That kind of thinking is kind of frightening, to put that kind of person in a leadership role.
Yeah.
They'd rather take the easy way out, the quick way out. But any intelligent person knows that, you know, the shortcuts will catch you in the long run. But I guess she didn't care. I don't know. Is that the criminal mind? I'll never get caught.
Well,
I'll smile and cackle my way out of it.
It's kind of worked for her so far.
I mean, this
sadly,
is
sadly, but
the,
yeah,
the plagiarism thing. Senator J.D. Vance seemed to relish the plagiarism allegations against Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday. And, well, he might, given that Harris's running mate attacked Vance for what he wrote in his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. Hi, I'm J.D. Vance. I wrote my own book. Unlike Kamala Harris, who copied hers from Wikipedia, he posted on X. Awesome.
I love this guy. He's awesome.
Vance linked to a report, exactly the one that I just shared with you. The issue of authorship is certainly serious enough to have caused the Harris campaign to launch misleading attacks on Vance for the content of his memoir, which is a bestseller and has even been made into a Hollywood movie, as most people know. And here's the thing. They did it again. They telegraphed their move. They told you what they were doing by pointing at Vance and saying, plagiarist, plagiarist.
Right.
So immediately, people like me who have seen a pattern form, I go, oh, wait a second. So who's plagiarizing really in the Democrat Party? Is it Walz? Is it Kamala Harris?
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, there it is, Kamala Harris. I mean, blatant. It wasn't like you had to go, oh, we found these two little words. Oh, no. This was big. And so again, they told us what was coming. Plagiarism. You're a plagiarist. And they themselves are that. They're what they call you. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is Karl Marx. This is Marxism. Yeah. Blame your enemy. Say your enemy is doing the things that you're really doing.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get out ahead of it, and you create confusion among the masses. Confusion and chaos is all part of that Marxism as well. Do you see the chaos around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right, we've got a very special guest in the studio doing excellent work. Yep. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. Pastor Chris joins us next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.